Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Everything is God's.
Could you do me a favor? I want to give these to you. Can I give these to you? Okay, good. Thanks. So I was thinking this morning, right? I was thinking this morning about the source of things, right? When I went to bed last night, my phone didn't have any juice, and I plugged it in. When I woke up this morning and I looked at it, it was, you know, 100% charged. And I thought, where did that electricity come from? You know, I just like plug it into the wall, yeah? I started to think about my car as I was driving to church this morning. I had a full tank of gas. If I walked here, it would have taken me like an hour and a half. Maybe not, maybe an hour, but, you know, it's a trek. In my car, it's not even a full 10 minutes, 7.5 minutes I'm here. Cold, you know? And earlier in the week, we had this box of oranges arrive at the house. Just, you know, I just came home and there's just a box. And it has oranges from Florida or California, who knows where. They certainly weren't grown on the long end of the east end of Long Island. So I was thinking about all these wonderful luxuries like electricity and fossil fuels and fruit from a long, long ways away. And I began to realize that we have become really disconnected from our source. We've become very disconnected. We don't know where our food comes from. We don't know where our electricity comes from. You know, it used to be if you had wheat to make bread, it's because you had a mill. You'd like milled your wheat, right? I don't know where my wheat comes from. I don't know where anything comes from. And then I was listening to this morning's gospel reading, and Jesus tells a parable about some tenants. Now, when we define a tenant is someone who lives in a place that doesn't belong to them. The place has been entrusted to them. It's been rented to them. It's been let to them. But right, when you rent a place, you give first and last month's rent, and you give a deposit, because that doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. It's the landlord's. And he has to have a certain degree of security that his place is going to be left in an acceptable condition when you're done with it. Right? That's how it is. And so in this morning's gospel reading, Jesus tells the story of a landlord who his tenants suddenly believe that what they have is their own, and that the landlord has no entitlement to it. And Jesus says, such is the kingdom of God. It will be taken away from those for whom it was prepared, and it will be given to others. Because the kingdom of God belongs to God. Now, where is the kingdom of God? Is it up in the sky? The kingdom of God is in our hearts. Do you have those keys? Will you give them back to me? Why are you going to give them back to me? What's that? Because they're mine, right? Those are mine. So she gave them to me because they were mine. She was just holding on to them for me for a minute. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the case with our lives. That electricity that charges our phones, it doesn't come from LIPA. It comes from the sun, ultimately. And where did the sun came from? It came from God. God created it when he put the great lights in the sky, as we read about in the book of Genesis. Those oranges, they didn't come just from Florida. They came from God. when he brought vegetation out of the earth for the service of humankind, as we read about in the book of Genesis. This air that is coming in and out of my lungs, this blood that is coursing through my veins, this hour in which we are together gathered in church, this is not my air, this is not my blood, this is not my hour. I am a tenant. Everything I have, everything I own, everything I am is mine because God handed it to me. It is as clearly God's possession as these keys in my pocket are clearly my possession. And this is the attitude of salvation. This is the attitude we have to adopt towards our lives if we want to enter into the kingdom of God. We are tenants in his vineyard. Our ekopetho has been entrusted to us. It's not ours. It's our sacred trust. It's our sacred responsibility. So what do we have to do? We have to be people who don't put God third, fourth, fifth, sixth on our list. Every morning when we wake up, we have to ask ourselves, what does the landlord need done with his property today? God's will has to be the number one priority in our lives. Not number two, not number three. God's will has to be the number one priority in our lives. We have to be people of the word and people of prayer. We have to spend, if we want salvation, we have to spend time in God's word and in prayer. Not every Sunday, every day. Every day we find time to pray. Every day we find time to hear or read the word of God. You don't have to read 600 pages out of the Bible every day. Read a chapter a day. Read the daily readings that are posted on goarch.org. It'll take you less than a minute. We need to be people who have God as our number one priority. We need to be people of prayer and of God's word. And we need to be people of good works. What do you think God gave you all that money for? What do I think God gave me all my money for? So I have three cars and eat chocolate? No, God gave you that money because he knew that you had the brightness and the intelligence and the generosity to take care of those who are in need. He knew that if he gave you that money, you could choose to feed the hungry with it. Remember, it's not yours, it's his. So let us become people who are devoted to God as our number one priority. Let us become people who are prayerful, people of the word, and let us use the gifts that God has given us to alleviate the suffering of our brothers and sisters. And if we can do those things, then we will enter into the kingdom of God, and we won't no longer be tenants, but we will be sons and daughters of the Most High. I thank you for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.